Inflation is out of control. Gas hit $7 a gallon in certain states. A 10-year-old Honda Civic is going to set you back around 15 to 20 grand. And rent is averaging $2,000 a month. Welcome to 8.6% inflation. And it doesn't look like it's going to get better anytime soon. So what can you do? You can try trading stocks or buying mutual funds, but returns are sinking quickly. You might have heard about gold IRAs, but you don't know much about them. That's why Noble Gold has a team of experts at the other end of the phone. They'll set you straight on what you can and can't do to get yourself to financial safety again. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
This is a crime scene investigation. So the crime being committed is the mass murder of the human race. The method is by injecting bioweapons called vaccines into everyone. The physical evidence are the biostructures found in the vaccinated bodies. And the premeditated evidence are the medical studies, the scientific articles and patents, all of which describe the biostructures and all of which were documented before the mass injection of bioweapons happened.
Hey guys, Sean from SGT Report here. My good friends and outstanding researchers Hope and Tavon are back with another two-part presentation that proves the attack on humanity is by way of a pharmacovigilant, genocidal, nanotech bioweapon. They're trying to destroy our health and our lives, and they're not going to get away with it. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting that Bitcoin will go down to $10,000, but Bitcoin generally seems to do the opposite of what people predict it will do. My digital money is here to give you the facts about the crypto market, and the fact is that every dip is an opportunity. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they buy. When Bitcoin dipped to $17,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that bought. And that's why they're billionaires. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, my digital money is here. Whether you want to own a crypto IRA or trade in cash, my digital money is a US-based crypto company that will answer your call. And they're ready to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains, and mydigitalmoney.com will be there for you. You can call them at 833-636-2008 or visit them directly at mydigitalmoney.com. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from sgtreport.com here. Hey, we've had quite a run recently. Crow was on the line. I call him one of my favorite guests, which is true. Dustin did a great job, hit it out of the park, telling us all about the pyramid structure and this deep state devilish system that controls the world. And now Hope and Tavon, my good friends from Morocco, their website, ftwproject.com. You guys may already know about their phone shields, sleeping pods. They have information on lymphatic detox there and so much more. And in this one, we are going to break down COVID, the pharmacovigilant genocidal nanotech bioweapon. How's that for hitting it straight on? Guys, how are you?
We're great, Sean.
Doing well, Sean. Thank you.
And we're so happy to be back. And we feel really just honored about this particular show and the information, because there's a certain segment of people out there that are watching right now. And we know this is made just for those people, to try to help as many people as we can with what's going on. It's going to be a bit of a dark presentation, but we do have a word of encouragement, because we're just going to be shedding some light on the darkness and setting the people free by bringing them the truth.
Yeah.
Well, I want to do a news roundup just real quickly before we start. The House passes an $850 billion defense bill. Are you kidding me? Amidst inflation, soaring taxes, these nutcases, just $1 trillion to the Pentagon. Where does it end? And by the way, friends, this is how out of control the Congress is. That's $37 billion more than sleepy Joe Biden requested. What in the world is going on? This can't end well. I want to share this too. America's freight railroads are incredibly chaotic right now as they systematically begin to shut down our supply chains. Well, the good news is Manchin, the last line of defense against these insane Democrats, shuts down the latest plans for a new tax hike and climate spending. You guys know the drill. It's all climate change. It's all Green New Deal. It's all United Nations Agenda 2030 policies to remove our ability to heat our homes. You think I'm making that up? Look what's going on in Germany. Deutsche Bank now modeling German households chopping wood to keep warm this winter. It's a full court press against humanity. And in the background is COVID. It hasn't gone away. They're going to keep fear-mongering. And when we get to fall and winter, guess what's coming? Probably more lockdowns around the world. All right, Hope, Tavon, I'll turn it over to you. Where do you want to begin?
I just want to respond to some of that news quickly, because that's the arena that we're working in as far as energy, because some of the other stuff that we work on is our energy devices. And every time I hear climate change, I just think that that's code for depopulation agenda.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, they're going full steam ahead. They're definitely going full steam ahead, and there's no stopping them.
It's clear the governments aren't interested in helping the general population. So we're just going to follow each other on grassroots efforts to really come up with our own solutions. And I think if everyone started thinking along those lines, we'll have some solutions for ourselves and for our neighbor and our community.
Well, let me say, Greg Rees did a great report yesterday as we're having this conversation, and he highlighted the importance of we the people coming together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not in chaos, not like what we're seeing in Sri Lanka, which is exactly what the elite want, but rather like what we're seeing in the Netherlands, what we're seeing with these Dutch farmers coming together and shutting everything down, taking their tractors to the highways and saying, we the people have the power and we will not go gently into your new world order depop plan and, you know, shut down the government. And frankly, I got to tell you, some of these people, Macron, whoever's in charge over in the Netherlands, Sleepy Joe, I don't know if it gets bad enough. Don't these people fear that they might get pulled from their beds at night when they're sleeping? Because I just don't understand how they think they can push humanity so far. What do you guys think? I mean, it's amazing to me that these people have no fear of the people, because they really should. Klaus Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari, they really ought to fear the people. Bill Gates, he really ought to fear the people, because what they're saying is that they're openly waging war against humanity, and a whole lot of folks are waking up.
Sean, maybe these people are living in another reality. Mm-hmm. They might not even be lucid when they're saying these things.
Yeah, like maybe the person they used to be has vacated their body and they're now replaced by some other entity that is just doing these things and not afraid of the consequences. That's a theory we've talked about.
Because, you know, when we listen to these things or see it on the news, you know, the subconscious assumption is that these people are they're irrational. And we just might be hearing the rantings of madmen, and we need to maybe treat it as such and continue on, again, providing solutions for our communities. We need to make promises to each other as neighbors to form some solutions. We have a tight network. We need to do that now.
Well, either way, I think they're definitely going to see some pitchforks in their future, regardless of whether they're aware of that or not.
Yeah, especially once people figure out, the sheeple people figure out what's been done to them with these quote unquote vaccines. And by the way, I don't know how many of these people are wholly controlled by demons, but there is definitely a satanic influence on all of these people that are pushing for this agenda. So COVID, the pharmacovigilant genocidal nanotech bioweapon. That's a mouthful, but I think you're spot on with your title.
Thanks. So let's go ahead. All right. So yes, it is a mouthful for our presentation, COVID, the pharmacovigilant genocidal nanotech bioweapon. But it's really covering what's going on right now. So let's just look at the summary real quick, what we're going to be covering. This might spread over a couple of shows or not, but we're just going to get through because we got some really important information. So first we'll be tracking the genocide, and then we'll be talking about the transhumanist nightmare, the biostructures that have been found in the vaccinated corpses.
Then we have BlackRock Aladdin AI and the COVID vaccine connection, the pharmacovigilance, and the energy weapons and the mental manipulation, the vaccinated brain and behavior.
And then also we'll talk about 5G updates from the BEAST system. And finally, we're always going to end on solutions, talking about EMF protection, graphene oxide detox, and treating vaccine injury with homeopathy. And as always, All the references of everything that we talk about in this entire presentation will be documented with links, scientific articles, backup documentation. We don't just say things without having a ton of information to back it up and verify all of the claims that we make. Unless it's our opinion, then we'll say it's our opinion. But we really have spent the last 4 or 5 months compiling all this research so that we can give it to the public for free so that people can have the information that they need. We just want to quickly tell you about our products though, right in the beginning here. So we do have things like sleeping pods for a good night's sleep, charge plates for use around the home to preserve food and more, phone shields to put on your cell phone, pendants, pyramids for garden sets or for gridding your home or property, and tiles. We'll talk more about our products and how they work and what they're made out of, but just to let you know that we've partnered up with SGT to help support the amazing work that he's doing. So if you do purchase from us through this link, then he will get a commission that'll help to keep him going and doing the great work that he's doing. So with that said, we want to start this because we're going to go into some pretty dark places. We want to start this with a word of encouragement. So in this presentation, we'll be covering some rather dark and intense topics. It cannot be avoided because we're shedding light on the darkness in hopes that the truth can help to set people free. We understand that we're talking about genocide, about real people, about our friends and family members that have been tricked into taking an experimental injection. We want to show compassion for those who have died and do all that we can to help anyone who is willing and who has the ears to hear the truth. We know that there's a large group of people out there that did not want to take the injections, but felt that they were forced to by the corporate vaccine mandates. Most of these people are scared to speak out. So we've put together this pure data that blasts through all the lies to help bring clarity, strength, and solutions to people like you. And we just want to, before we go into this dark information, we want to read a few verses here to give you some encouragement and strength.
Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Psalm 23. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Isaiah 54:17.
Put on the full armor of God so that you can make your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6:11.
And in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16:25.
And of course, everything done in the dark will be brought to the light. And that's what we're doing right now. So let's jump in to tracking the genocide. We're talking about excess deaths. There's a lot, like we said, there's a lot of propaganda out there and a lot of lies and a lot of deceit. So what we've done is we've found the real numbers so that you can see just how many people around the world they have been killing with these COVID injections. So this is the valley of the shadow of death, but let's fear no evil. So excess deaths, again, that is the amount of mortality above normal conditions. All deaths from all causes. So this site, Our World in Data, shows excess deaths worldwide dramatically increasing after the rollout of the COVID injections. So the picture on the left is just before they started rolling out the vaccines, and you can see most of the colors are pale yellow. That means that there was not a lot or hardly any excess deaths. On the right is 1 year after the injections were given out. So over the course of that year, the excess deaths have gone up dramatically across all of these different countries in the world. And as a disclaimer, countries like Australia and Canada that are like in China that are basically whited out here, it's just because they did not give their data. It does not mean that there was no excess deaths in their country, because believe me, there was. Another great video that really shows these excess deaths from the same database. This is country by country. So one of the lines here is the excess deaths or the excess mortality. And the other line is when they started giving out vaccines. So you can see the trend when the excess mortality goes up, vaccines are administered, the amount of excess deaths go up. And this is across the board. So basically, when effective treatments increase, the excess deaths should decrease, right? You think that's the whole point of getting the vaccine, is to stop people from dying. But the exact opposite is happening. The more vaccines they give out, the more excess deaths there are in all of these different countries. So more vaccines is followed by more deaths. And when vaccines are, when they go down, the excess death level goes down as well. And then here we've got The Economist from the same charts, our world in data.
So in this chart, and this is by The Economist, they're showing that worldwide, I'm pretty sure these are conservative numbers, that they estimate there have been 25 million cumulative excess deaths since the start of the injections, and 5 million excess deaths during the lockdowns, and no excess deaths during the beginning of the pandemic, which was during the time they said the reason why they were locking everyone down is because there were so many excess deaths from COVID, if you can get your head around that one.
Yeah, lies.
So that if you look at the graph on the left, if that is the case, we can see when the lockdown started.
Right around here.
And when under that, there was the excess deaths began. But before that, there were hardly, not basically zero, any excess deaths. So, you know, that's in conflict with what they're saying, why they even began with the lockdown. And then, of course, the numbers are for debate, but they said what the confirmed COVID-19 deaths, well, you know, as we know, what they considered was people died from other things, but they call that COVID. They said conservatively was at least 5 million confirmed. And then they have this upper bound, lower bound estimate of what it is. As we know that the numbers are probably much higher now than what they're saying they are.
Yeah. So there are some of those figures as well, but we do have a couple of really interesting perspectives that we wanted to highlight and quote some people on. First of all, if you want to know about excess deaths, the Exposé blog has been reporting on a sharp rise in excess deaths following the vaccinations for each country, and they are doing this according to that own country's government data. So they're taking the government data and they're putting it out in all of these different stories. So we definitely recommend following the Exposé blog if you want the latest on what's really going on. But there's two people here. So this is Dr. Dave Martin, and he did this great show recently with Greg Hunter, I believe. And I quoted some stuff he said here because I thought it was really important. The mortality data, he says, follow the money. In 2020, prior to the introduction of the injection, life insurance companies had record low numbers of claims, meaning that according to the money flow, people were not dying in excess numbers. The excess number of deaths only happened after we started injecting people with a biological weapon.
And then we have the quote from UK Federal Funeral Director John O'Looney, where he says, people are dying in numbers that I've never seen before, especially younger people, 20 to 30 years old. The big funeral providers tell me that they are inundated. Insurance CEOs tell me there is a 176 increase in payouts. I've spoken to solicitors who tell me they're dealing with the estates of people in their 20s and 30s, which is something they have never done in their 20 years of practicing law. Embalmers are being threatened by the industry that they will be punished if they speak out about what they're finding in the vaccinated corpses. They have also specifically named me as being outspoken and told people not to speak to me.
And then there's the information brought forward by Edward Dowd. He's an ex-BlackRock manager, an expert in pattern recognition. So we want to say think Aladdin, which we'll be getting into a little bit later. This is what he said in an interview recently. Disability rates are up by 10% caused by the vaccines. Life insurance companies saw an increase in excess deaths by 40% due to the event of the corporate vaccine mandates. Millennials aged 25 to 44 have seen an 84% jump in excess deaths from the vaccine mandates. In 1 year, there were 61,000 excess deaths of millennials. If you recall, 58,000 soldiers died in the Vietnam War over 10 years. So the millennials in 1 year have experienced a silent Vietnam War. And that hit me really hard when I heard that. Also, in addition, we've got the funeral home company data.
Yes, in the end of 2020, the stock spiked a little bit and then sold off because there was the expectation that the vaccine was coming and everything was going back to normal. Instead, the stock started to rise and some of them went to all new time highs. They expected the trend to continue until 2022, and it did. In the first quarter of 2022, one of the CFOs of the funeral home company said, quote, We thought business would be declining back towards normal by now. What we are seeing can't be explained by COVID. And he left it at that.
And so we say no wonder that the embalmers are being threatened to stay quiet. The funeral homes are literally making a killing right now.
And it's all part of the genocide, right? The mainstream media is in on the cover-up. And at some point here in this presentation, I want to play a clip for you guys from my local news, because the local news is in on this. And if we're having a PhD, beyond PhD level conversation here with the information you guys are going to provide, well, what we get from the local news and from the national news in this country is kindergarten level propaganda. So I'm going to play that for you in a second, because the genocide, and that's what this is, continues with the mainstream media playing along and covering it all up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Dr. David Martin also, he covered some interesting questions here, and I wanted to bring those answers out. So how many people will die? How many people will get sick? And how long will all of this take? So first, how many people are going to die? He said, based on their own estimate, and that's back in 2011, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the Chinese CDC, the Wellcome Trust, and others published the decade of vaccination for the WHO. Their stated objective was to reduce the world's population by 15%. So that's about 700 million people dead. This would put the USA between 75 to 100 million people dead from the shots.
And what is the time frame that they will die in? This is a question that was asked. For many economic reasons, a lot of people, that means the elite who plan this, hope that it is between now and 2028, which is when the liquidity of the Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid programs happens. This is probably one of the reasons why people over the age of 65 were the first ones to get injected.
And also he covered the three levels of sickness and death to give you an idea of the timing. So first, people will die within the first year, and we're seeing a lot of that happening right now from the sudden adult death syndrome that they just made up to cover up the vaccine deaths. So that's the first time frame for people to die. But then you've got people that die from a slow process over several years because of a weakened immune system. And then there's something that nobody really talks about, and that's caregivers who were forced to get the injections. The population that's trained to take care of the sick and dying will also be sick and dying. So more will die because there will be no one to care for them. And he also said that we have zero information on the long-term effects of gene editing done by these bioweapon injections. And I definitely want to read this verse here from Revelation 6:2. And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a corona was given unto him. And he went forth conquering and to conquer. I definitely feel that we are looking at the white horse. It's my belief through my own studies of God's word that we're in those end times, and the white horse of Revelation that actually says it was given a crown, it was given a corona. COVID is the white horse that is conquering our planet.
This might be a good segue to share that local news clip with you guys. I really want your reaction to this, because I don't know what they're doing in Morocco. Are they pushing this on the children in Morocco? Because that's what they're doing now in the United States. The CDC, the FDA, Big Pharma, Bill Gates, Albert Bourla, Pfizer, they're all in on it together, and they're gleefully distributing this thing and targeting the children now. If this is a PhD level conversation we're having today, I want to show you the kindergarten level propaganda we get in the United States.
New COVID-19 cases are on the rise among young Americans. This spike in cases comes as the White House works to get more children vaccinated against the coronavirus. Fox's Garrett Tenney has more.
The COVID vaccine rollout is off to a slow start for the youngest Americans. CDC data show nearly 300,000 children under 5 years old have received at least one shot. That's about 2% of the eligible age group. Federal regulators authorized the shots 2 weeks ago. The Biden administration says it expected the slower pace, given that some parents may wait to get their kids vaccinated at a pediatrician's office.
These vaccines are safe. They're effective. We have never accumulated so much data so quickly on vaccines. And, you know, over 20 million other children of older ages have gotten vaccines.
I'm going to pause it right there. Can I get your reaction, Hope, Tavon? What data is she referring to? Hope, Tavon, please tell me, what data is proving that this thing is safe and effective and nutritious and delicious for kids?
She's lying.
Yeah, there's nothing.
It's just pure lies. Yeah. And so they're doing like a word game right now with the entire population. And that's what we're looking at. David Martin even talked about that as well in one of his interviews, where they're flipping words inside and out. The Bible talks about it as wrestling. They're twisting words. So what data is she talking about? She's just lying to your face.
It's no data. It's someone sitting in a position and all she is doing is lying. This is science, falsely so-called. It has nothing to do with data. The truth is it's the exact opposite is what's happening. And, mm-hmm. and apparently 300,000 children isn't enough.
No, that's right. The real data is showing us that this thing is killing people. It's maiming people. It's altering their DNA, as in the days of Noah. And the only good news in that report is that, and I'll quote, it's off to a slow start. Only 2% of the eligible age group have shown up to get their vax, because maybe 98% of parents are wising up. At least I pray that's the case.
Look, you got news. You got articles coming out from Europe recently about proving that there is fragments of DNA in the injections as well out of Sweden. I mean, this is massive. And of course, you have the UK newspapers. Like you said, talking about at least some form of the real vaccine numbers. The deaths and the sicknesses from taking the injections.
Yeah. Well, I won't play any more of that propaganda. You guys get the idea. I just wanted to convey to you that in the United States, the mainstream horror media is targeting our children with a bioweapon. It outrages me, because the mainstream horror media is in on it. And those two talking heads at the local news station collecting their $150K a year, or whatever they get paid to read lies, they're in on it. Okay. It's willful ignorance. Yeah. They're either in on it or they're willfully ignorant.
Well, you know, the reason why they're trying to inject 6-month-olds in America right now is because they think that that will get them onto the childhood vaccine schedule. And if they can get on that schedule, then they will become, they will gain their immunity from the vaccine damages. Right now, they're only underneath a temporary immunity. So that's probably why there's such a big push right now in order to get the kids vaccinated at such low age levels, is to get it on that vaccine schedule. But, you know, we're really hoping that that's not going to happen. So we're just in the throes of like their last punches right now. But I don't think it's going to happen, because there are a lot of people that are fighting really hard with some serious lawsuits that are trying to fight this in America. So we're praying for that. We're praying for their success.
Yeah. Dr. David Martin is going hard in the paint against these people criminally in a Utah court right now. So we need to bring these people to justice. And one of the chief demons is that man right there. Do you guys know what Duper's Delight is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you can explain it.
Tavon, you haven't heard. Duper's Delight is basically a subconscious facial expression that a sociopath or a psychopath emits when they think that they've duped somebody with one of their lies. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates loves to lie to the people. And then he just fills up with joy as he spews his propaganda, saying, well, the next time, the next plandemic, well, then they'll take it seriously.
So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, you know, I'd say is will get attention this time.
As he lines up his Plandemic 2, which is what? Monkeypox? God knows what.
Yeah.
I mean, the telegraphing is wild.
Yeah, it's all wide out. It's all out in the open. So it just shocks me that at least 2% of the parents believe the vaccine's healthy for their kids. It's just insane. Mm-hmm. All right, slide number 12.
Yeah, with that said, we're going to move into the transhumanist nightmare. So this is nanowires and scaffolding that's found inside of vaccinated corpses. Now, we want to just give everybody a little bit of a warning. We're going to show some photos. They're not that bad, but they're pretty gross to begin with. So viewer discretion on this, but it's important that we show you this stuff, because we're showing you the evidence that is now surfacing of the crime being committed against humanity. And that's exactly what this is, everybody. This is a crime scene investigation. So the crime being committed is the mass murder of the human race. The method is by injecting bioweapons called vaccines into everyone. The physical evidence are the biostructures found in the vaccinated bodies. And the premeditated evidence are the medical studies, the scientific articles, and patents, all of which describe the biostructures, and all of which were documented before the mass injection of bioweapons happened.
Friends, thanks so much for tuning in to SGT Report. This is a good time for a quick word about our sponsor. Well, wouldn't you know it, the CPI print on Friday, June 10th was 8.6%. That's the official inflation rate in the United States. And guess what? The real rate may be quite a bit higher. Some say 15 to 20%. Don't you think you need to be smarter with your money? You need it to grow, not shrink. You need financial freedom, not debt. Start a gold IRA with Noble Gold right now, and you'll be safe. And if you act now, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with gold or Noble Gold. Call them now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit them at noblegoldinvestments.com.
So, Tavon, let's talk about these biostructures. We got a few pictures here. You might have seen Mike Adams do some. These have been surfacing just in the last few weeks.
Yeah, these rubbery structures, things that look like nanowires, and at the bottom you have the crystal shard type structure that's been discovered. So hundreds of embalmers are coming forward with the evidence of never seen before biostructures coming out of vaccinated human corpses. That was from Dr. Jane Ruby.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of work on that right now. So embalmers have been struggling to embalm the vaccinated deceased because of these biostructures for the past 18 months. They've been dealing with this. The governing body for embalmers in the UK is called the BIE. They have announced they will punish any embalmer who speaks out about what they're finding in the vaccinated corpses. And that's a quote from funeral director John O'Looney from the UK. And a description of what these biostructures are. So these are structures that are growing inside the arteries and veins of the vaccinated. They are massive in size, extending the length of the entire artery and form to the shape of the artery. They are rubbery in texture, similar to the consistency of cooked calamari. So that's our little code name for them in our household as we're doing this research, is the calamari, right? Also found mixed in with these structures are crystal shards. That's this picture here at the bottom, and very small nanowires, like this one here, that look like fiber optic cables with reptilian-like scaled walls. Greg Reese did a great report on this as well, showing more of those images. And as always, we've got links to all of this in the blog post that goes along with this presentation. Just so everybody knows, this is not normal.
No.
This kind of stuff coming out of human bodies after they've died is not normal at all. So what we're going to do is explain to you what these biostructures are. But first, we just have to look at some more evidence here. So this comes from John O'Looney, the UK funeral director.
Yes, so he's holding up a sample. And what he's saying is, obviously, that's what killed him. The John O'Looney funeral director in UK holds up a sample of the biostructures that were taken out of a triple vaccinated corpse. So this is his quote. Embalmers are struggling to embalm people because they're blocked up with this crap. In 15 years of doing embalmings, I've never seen anything like this before. This material was taken out of blood vessels of an individual who was under 30. No comorbidities, looked like physically very fit. These formed prior to the time of death. They couldn't have formed overnight, and they would take some time to form. They couldn't grow instantly. So I suggest what is happening is that they're growing over a period of time inside the person, and this is what kills them.
He goes on to say, at a meeting I attended back in September with Mike Yeadon and others, they suggested that it would be between 2 to 5 years before people started dropping down dead from these injections. That time is well underway. We are well past the first year now, and people are dying in numbers that I've never seen before, especially younger people, 20 to 30 years old. I've spoken to colleagues that work for the big funeral providers, and they tell me they are inundated. The reason why they don't want anyone to speak up is because they want people to stay quiet as long as they can, keep them quiet while they get as many injections in as many arms as they can. That's what it sounds like to me. Now we're going to go through some articles and some studies that are describing what these biostructures are, because we're hearing a lot of people saying nobody knows what these structures are.
Right.
And we're trying to show you that this is the data that shows what these structures are. So first is a couple of articles. They come from the sources of people that are creating this stuff in the first place, right? So this comes from the NIH. It's an article titled Structural Biology Points Way to Coronavirus Vaccine. And it was published 2 years ago. In this article, it describes from the beginning of this whole COVID scamdemic that the intention of the bioweapon was to have the body create protein structures that are not natural. And a quote, vaccines will use messenger RNA, mRNA molecules that serve as templates for making proteins. Yes. The goal is to direct the body to produce a spike protein. And this is a picture of a spike protein, a structure of that spike protein from the article itself.
Okay, and then we have a company or organization called CAS, and it's a division of the American Chemical Society. And they have a promotion called Weaving the Fabric of Innovation. And now this company, on their site also mentions that they are a team of over 1,000 scientists, technologists, and business professionals, and are passionate about advancing science and collectively speaking more than 50 languages, and they have global offices. So CAS has written an article by an information scientist that explains the nanotechnology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Below are just a couple of excerpts that describe this injected nanotechnology forming structures. And this is a quote. Lipid nanoparticles are a vital component of the Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, playing a key role in protecting and transporting mRNA effectively to the right place in cells. They are next generation liposomes that use nanotechnology and are well suited to stable and efficient delivery of various therapeutics.
So they also say to improve stability, advanced technology is required. And this is where lipid nanoparticles come into play. Presently, the most widely used non-viral vector system includes a synthetic positively charged cationic lipid. These form stable complexes known as lipoplexes with negatively charged anionic nucleic acids. More alarming about this site is some of the jargon that we found on the front page of the company website, which has a transhumanist image that you can see here as its video logo, which discusses, in this video, it discusses exploring the fabric of flexible electronics via flexible transistors and biometric sensors found in the shots via La Quinta Columna, by the way. And they boast that their innovations are blurring the line between sensors and skin.
It's a fascinating thing to say.
It really does, show that the nanotech is what those biostructures are made out of, we believe. Now, moving on, we're going to tell you about this particular article, which just came out July 1st. But listen to the title of it. Artificial proteins never seen in the natural world are becoming new COVID vaccines and medicines. And this is from Scientific American. It says researchers have begun to crack the code of protein structure, allowing them to remake, well, everything. Before I start reading some of the excerpts from this article, just this picture right here, I want you to take a good look at these two faces, because these are the vaccine developers, Walls and Fiala, who use custom crafted proteins to create COVID death jabs. Okay, so these are some of the people that are making this stuff that they're injecting into people that's killing them. Mm-hmm. Article describes the manipulation of proteins and nanotechnology to bind to the surface of human cells and replicate. That's what we're seeing with these biostructures. So a couple of things from the article itself. Unlike any vaccine used before, the one Walls was developing was not derived from components found in nature. It consisted of artificial microscopic proteins drawn up on a computer. And their creation marked the beginning of an extraordinary leap in our ability to redesign biology.
Proteins are intricate nanomachines that perform most tasks in living things by constantly interacting with one another. New insights and breakthroughs in artificial intelligence are coaxing or forcing proteins to give up their secrets. The article continues, scientists are now forging biochemical tools that can help transform our world. With these tools, we can use proteins to build nanobots.
Nanobots, dude. That's just for you, Sean.
Yeah. Adam Carolla's sidekick, the guy with cancer. He's recovering from cancer. He gleefully got his vaccines, probably has had all the boosters. And yeah, he joked about nanobots. He had heard conspiracy theorists talking about nanotech in the vaccines, and he jokes he thinks that's nuts. We're all tinfoil hat wearing conspiracy nuts as these people line up to take the death jab. We're the crazy ones, guys. Yeah, nanobots, well, dude.
Yeah, the crazy ones are showing the articles from the people who are making the shots, who they themselves are calling it nanobots in the shots that can engage infectious disease in single particle combat. So this is another interesting part of this, that to describe how these proteins are like forming and docking to the inside of your body. SARS-CoV-2 resembles a ball covered in protein spikes. So that's them describing their bioweapon. Each spike ends in a cluster of amino acids, a section of the protein known as the receptor binding domain, or RBD, whose alignment and atomic changes pair perfectly with a protein on the surface of the human cells. The viral protein docks at the receptor like a spacecraft and replicates. It's like something out of Stargate. I just think of those replicators. I don't know if you were a Stargate fan, Sean, but that's what I'm thinking of here.
Well, I just, you know, I want to make the point, and it's obvious that this is the transhumanist component. So there's so many different agendas at play here. One of the agendas is a sterilization agenda. Another agenda is a depopulation agenda. If it doesn't sterilize you, it might kill you, or vice versa. And in addition to that is this transhuman component. And attorney Todd Callender has explained that, legally speaking, like, I think this is insane, it shouldn't be lawful, but legally speaking, if they can change your DNA and alter it with something they patented, then they can claim ownership over you, dear human slave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess that's the philosophy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're going for, to owning you.
Yeah, the chattel philosophy of the New World Order, United Nations Agenda 2030. Klaus Schwab, you'll own nothing, you'll be happy. You're cattle, you will serve us, you'll serve at our pleasure. And I guess when we're done with you, just like a beef cow, you'll be slaughtered.
Yeah.
That's really the New World Order plan, guys.
And something I want to bring out here, I didn't put it on the slides, but every time I hear that verse from the Bible about it's the number of a man, the beast has a number of a man. To me, that translates the number of a man is a patent, the whole human patent system. So it's woven into the entire narrative of what they're doing. We're going on here with studies. So we just showed you some articles. Now we're going to show you some studies describing the hydrogels and nanotech in COVID vaccines. And before they started rolling out these injections, Celeste Solom, who is a former FEMA employee, she put together a bunch of webinars that I watched, you know, in the very beginning of all of this. And she was outlining in those webinars in great detail the nanotechnology used in the COVID vaccines. She covered a variety of medical studies, peer-reviewed journals, scientific articles, and patents that discussed hydrogels and their properties as used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Written into the studies themselves is the medical terminology, platforms, scaffolding, nanoparticulates, which describes what new hydrogel technology in the COVID vaccines is programmed to do inside of the body. And what is that plan to do? To use proteins with nanotech instructions to build scaffolding inside the human body. And here's just a picture of a medical scaffold, just to kind of give you an idea. This is not the scaffolding inside the body from the injections per se. It's just an example of medical scaffolding. So you can see this is the kind of work that they've been doing for decades now. And as always, there is a list of studies and characteristics of the hydrogel nanotech that we provided in the show notes. It's quite extensive. There's like 40, 50, 60 different studies that we picked out that she was showing in her presentations that you can go and read through yourself. We put them all together in nice little easy to find compartments for you guys so that you can go do this research on your own if you really want to read about this stuff, because it's pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Also, we want to talk about another set of studies that was put forth by the amazing Dr. Ariana Love, a naturopathic doctor, investigative journalist, and founder of International Foundation Helping Jab Victims.
So just after the biostructures were found in the vaccinated by embalmers, Dr. Love provided an extensive body of research backed by many of the same medical studies referenced by Celeste and more that accurately described the biostructures as well as the nanowires and crystal shards and many other aspects of the nanotechnology being used. And what you see in the two pictures below on the left is a lab-grown artificial blood vessel. So you just look at the structure and the texture there. And then what you see on the right were experiments done to fabricate or grow nanowires.
So they can grow it in a lab. They're growing it inside of people's bodies right now. She also put a Bible verse in her work talking about mixing together these metals with human flesh, which I thought was great. And I'll read it out loud. It's Daniel 2:43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. And we put some of her studies into our list of links as well. And my mom has actually done some interviews with her. She's really incredible. So I really wanted to just bring her out and show her work here so people can go and see the work that she's done to help explain this.
Yeah, I'd like to speak with her if you guys could get me in touch.
Oh, we will. Actually, she wants to speak with you. So we will put you in touch with her. Absolutely, Sean.
All right. Well, as in the days of Noah, I'm sure we'll get to that in your presentation. You probably have a quote from the Bible in this thing at some point. As in the days of Noah, you guys know I play that footage of Sodom and Gomorrah frequently because I want people to know that God does not put up with this stuff forever. Sodom and Gomorrah was real. Nothing grows there anymore. And you can still find the sulfur balls. If you dig a little bit in the dirt, you can find pure sulfur that will ignite.
Yeah.
Yeah, industrial grade sulfur.
How long is God going to put up with this? That's my question.
He left that as a reminder because some people do need to see that physical evidence. He left that as a reminder that it was real. It's not a made up story. It was a consequence of the reactions of doing exactly what people are doing right now, trying to mess with the human genome and mess with God's creation.
Conversions.
I think Yuval Noah Harari is going to have a very rude awakening at some point, if not in his lifetime, certainly when he dies and meets the Maker, because he thinks God is a fable and Jesus Christ is fake news. In his own words, that's what he believes.
Mm. Yeah, well, woe unto him.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. People, they choose their own path, and that's a path I won't ever choose.
Yeah, don't want to be anywhere near that.
Nope. No, I'll stay far away from that blast zone, you know? So we just want to talk about some of the highlights that we pulled out of these studies, because like I said, there's so many of them, but these are different characteristics that we think are really explaining and describing these scaffolds, these biostructures that are being grown inside of living human beings from the COVID injections. They're made from hydrogels, which are in the shots, right? So hydrogels are attractive scaffolding materials owing to their highly swollen network structure, ability to encapsulate cells and bioactive molecules, and efficient mass transfer. Another characteristic, most hydrogel materials are injectable and can be formed via photopolymerization, which is used in 3D printing. It's a light-induced reaction, which converts a liquid or gel monomer into a solid polymer. Hydrogels that form through non-covalent guest-host interactions undergo disassembly, shear thinning, when injected through a syringe, and then reassemble within seconds. And that's inside the body.
That's wild. Wow. Okay. And then we also have advances in hydrogel bioelectronics that will usher unprecedented opportunities toward ever close integration of biology and electronics. So this brings in a whole other category of training and skill set, potentially blurring the boundary between humans and machines. There's that blurring the boundary again.
And also, these nanowires are planar devices used to probe electrical activity near the surface of the heart, brain, and skin, acting as transmitters, transistors, and receivers. There's so much more, but that's just a few. So if anybody wants to go and read through those studies, they can. So this is our investigative conclusion. So based on the evidence that we've researched, that we just provided to you, we believe that these biostructures show that synthetic tissue is being grown inside of humans from the COVID-vax bioweapon. This is most likely the cause of sudden adult death syndrome.
Right.
And what we really see it being is it's death by protein poisoning. Furthermore, these synthetic structures contain nanotechnology that can be manipulated and controlled by an outside stimulant such as EMF or 5G. Right. And something we want to put out there quickly, Sean, is if anybody has these structures that they've been given by an embalmer or something, we would love for people that have the equipment to do some testing on them to test if, see, do the structures emit a Bluetooth code?
Yes.
What was the other thing that you mentioned? Are they?
Are they conductive?
Are they conductive of electricity? So these are the types of tests that these structures should be undergoing for the people that have access to the structures and also have the equipment to do it. So we're just putting that out there. By the way, these structures, this is an older slide from the work done from La Quinta Columna, where they put together this amazing report done by Mick Anderson, who's part of their team, that shows all the stuff that was in the injection. So we've got the nano routers that emit the MAC addresses via Bluetooth, the nano antennas, the nano rectennas, the codecs, logic gates, and so on and so forth. These are describing what they found in the injections. And now what they found there is now going inside of the human body. So now we're seeing what's in the human body after death. And we also listed the two patents that they have, that they've put out, that basically describe how they're going to hook up human beings to the Internet of Things via 5G. So now we know why they need this nanotech inside of human bodies. And these are the two patents right here. You can go look up and read for yourself to see how they're describing that process. And we're just going to round this out probably to, I guess, close out the first part of this show, because we've got so much information here, to just talk about Bluetooth from the grave. So we did a Bluetooth show with you before showing that Bluetooth codes are being emitted from vaccinated people. But yeah, there's more.
Yeah, you have teams of people around the world now going onto grave sites with their RF measuring equipment, detecting Bluetooth codes being emitted from the dead. So they're going to grave sites and running all kinds of tests with Faraday cages with the meters inside of them. So this is an example of a team out of Mexico. A research team in Mexico headed by Dr. Pedro Chavez Zavala has been conducting studies on the Bluetooth codes emitted from people who received the COVID vaccine. They made a documentary in Spanish called Blue Truth. In the documentary, Dr. Pedro brings his equipment and reveals that Bluetooth codes are being emitted from the graves of the vaccinated deceased.
Unbelievable. And they say you can't take it with you. Well, I guess you can if you get vaxxed.
You know, you have these, now we have these data, these RF emitting data points in a geographic location on grave sites.
Yeah.
It's really bizarre.
It is.
Let me just say, we're breaking this thing into two parts, because if you guys think that was fantastic information in part one, quantifiable information that proves the genocide being perpetrated against humankind, wait for part two, which I will post in 24 hours. So stay tuned for that. But before we wrap up, I absolutely want to pay it forward by plugging their website, Fix the World Morocco. That's ftwproject.com. Many of you already know about the fantastic products that Hope and Tavon make. Sleeping pods, phone shields, products that will shield you and your family from 5G and RF. Do you guys want to briefly take us through some of the products? Tell us about the products and briefly touch on the science, because this is not woo-woo new age stuff. This is actual science.
Yeah, sure, Sean. This is a labor of love. Our products are EMF protection products. It's based on the science of the late Dr. Wilhelm Reich that found that when you combine components of metal and nonmetal with their physical properties, you're able to change the form of the energy, of the electrical energy, into something that's more compatible for human life. We have things that you can wear close to the body. A lot of our customers like the pendants. Things that you can have on your phone to change the energy off the phone that's coming off of it so that the electromagnetic field is not so harmful to the body. There's been all kinds of studies dealing with that. A lot of these tests have been replicated by other universities like the University of Pennsylvania. We have other products for people who can't sleep at night. We have a lot of people who can't sleep at night. A lot of them dealing with the technology that we're talking about with wireless technology. We recommend everyone turns their stuff off at night, but also when you have a sleeping pod in the bed with you and close to you, that helps you get rest because it's able to absorb some of those fields as well. We also have things like your charge plates to preserve food in your fridge longer. The living food, the fruits and vegetables also get affected by EMF. And we even have things to put in your garden to help your plants grow better and around your property to help transform and rectify some of the harmful effects of EMF.
All right. And there's videos that describe the science and the making of these products right on the website. So for anybody dubious, just dig in, do the research. Guys, thanks so much for joining us here in part one. Hope, Tavon, we'll reload in one moment. We'll do part two. And friends, if you're listening, part two will post in 24 hours. Thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thank you so much, guys, for helping us stay in the fight. Thanks for keeping us in the fight. And for real news every single day, of course, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com and thephaser.com. Both of those websites are the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream horror media lies. God bless you and yours. Bye-bye.
Here's the problem with that being the moon. When that was launched, it was launched in Arizona, okay, early in the day. The moon was over Australia. Okay, so if the Earth was a basketball, that rocket was a millimeter over the top of the basketball and the moon was underneath the basketball. How did we see the moon?